I do a talk in schools about writing, which I call Blood, Sweat and Tears, where writers get their ideas. Overdramatic, of course, but you've got to grab your reader or listener with a promise that what you have to say or write will be of interest to them. I start with a basic understanding that my reader can be doing anything else apart from reading my book, from decapitating pixelated orcs in a video game to taking a long, healthy walk in the sunshine. And it's my job to engage them. So with every word I write, I'm asking myself, will this keep the reader's attention? I don't mean that in a patronising way. I'm not assuming my reader has the attention span of a tartrazine-fueled toddler. I'm thinking about how I can intrigue them, how I can draw them into the world I'm trying to create. You do that by using all five senses to describe this world, by showing rather than telling, by creating mystery and suspense, to name just a handful of writing tricks. If you write historical fiction, as I do, you need to keep your antennae twitching for a good idea that hasn't been done before. I constantly read history books and watch documentaries and films, visit museums and locations. All of these activities give me ideas. Some of them go nowhere. My publisher has to make money from the books I write, and if they think my pet idea will have few takers, they reject it. But once an idea gets a green light, then I write a 5,000-word synopsis, plotting out my story, fleshing out my characters. When this gets approved, I write the book. This way, I know exactly where I'm going, give or take the odd new twist that comes out in the process of writing, and the publisher gets the book they're expecting me to write. I never get writer's block, although some days I'll write 500 words, and other days I'll write 3,000. I know writing isn't a tough job, like fur trapping in 19th century Manitoba or teaching Year 9 mathematics on a Friday afternoon, but all writers are struck by the lure of displacement activities. Sometimes even cleaning the loo is more appealing than sitting in front of a blank screen and churning out another chapter. I sometimes have to force myself to write, and this is where deadlines are immensely helpful. But once I've actually sat down and started, away from the temptation to play the guitar, scroll through Facebook or call a friend, I'm amazed at how much I can get done. The main thing to remember as a writer is you have to revise, revise and revise. Everything I do has been through 5 or 6 drafts before it gets to the printed page, all with the sole intention of making it a book you will not want to put down.